I think this is a very important scenario, and it speaks to what many teachers experience. One of the things that's critical for students to participate in the educational experiences, to participate in interactions with their friends and classmates, is for them to feel good about who they are. And so sometimes that means that students might feel like they have to have the latest fashion, the newest tennis shoes or the latest polo shirt or whatever it happens to be. But what's important to remember is students are doing that because they want to feel good about themselves. I've studied suburban schools. I've done work in rural areas. I've done a lot of my work in urban spaces. And what we find is that students are grappling with identity issues in all of those spaces. And the ways in which students respond to pressures that they are grappling with, whether it be academic, whether it be in a relationship with a friend or a classmate, they respond to those pressures in different ways. And so some students might go and do drugs. Some students might stop going to class. Other students might purchase materials, technology, clothes, shoes that we might see as marginal to what matters in terms of their development. The big piece is that students are grappling with very difficult situations in different contexts, and students or parents' decision to have their children purchase clothing items or shoes, it's just one form of working on that identity piece.